Y'all know about Daniel? You ever heard of him? Praise the Lord. You probably heard this story before. Let's look at it. Daniel chapter 2. We looked at Daniel chapter 1 a few weeks ago, and looking at how the kingdom of God is always being put forward by God Himself. The children of Israel went into captivity, and we knew that at the beginning there in chapter 1 of Daniel that they took young men, young people, and they trained them up in the ways of the Chaldeans, the ways of wisdom. There's a kind of like going to Harvard, you know. You have to pray for Gilda that she doesn't get affected by Harvard. How many know Harvard used to be a Christian university? Huh? Place where you learned about God, the Word of God. That's what you learn. In fact, if you didn't know three or four languages just before you got there and are well-versed in the classics, you couldn't go there. They wouldn't let you in. Now, I don't even know if you have to know algebra to get in there, you know, but they do put that good name on your thing. But I'm sure most of the kids who go in there don't know three or four languages, huh? It's kind of gone down. Yeah, the requirements have kind of gone down. Maybe you need to know, you know, English and Spanish. And it's only if you're from Texas. So who knows? But God, these guys were the wisest young men. Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the wisest young men who were brought in from Israel, from Judah, actually, from the kingdom of Judah. And they were brought in and taught in the ways of the Chaldeans. Now, like I said, the Chaldeans are like it's like going to Harvard. Their version of, you know, you're going to learn. Because the Chaldeans were wise men. The Chaldeans first began to be just like a people group. They were a nation. But the Chaldean, when you talk about here in the chapter we're looking at, when you're talking about Chaldeans, the term Chaldeans came to mean not only the Babylonians, but it came to mean those who were the wisest men around, the wise men of the area, the guys you called when you needed wisdom, the guys you called when you needed the very best. That's how the Chaldeans came to be known, that because they were like the Greeks, well-versed in philosophy and knowledge and understanding of all things, all the magic, all everything that was you needed to know to get into the secret world and the secret realm and be able to know what to do when you didn't know what to do. Who you called when you needed a dream interpreted? You called the Chaldeans. All right? So it wasn't just like the Chaldeans, like Ur of the Chaldees back when Abraham was around. These guys had become known for their great wisdom and understanding. And of course, we talked about the young, Daniel and the three other Hebrew children, that they were taught for 3 years before they could even come into the presence of the king. Now, but they had already been taught of the goodness of God. They've already been taught of the law of God. They've already been taught to know the God of heaven. And they never forsook the God of heaven. They came in and said, when they told them they had to eat the king's meat and the king's wine, they refused to eat the king's meat and the king's wine. When we come in, and they instruct us, that is this world, they instruct you to eat of the king's meat and drink of the king's wine. That is, partake of the delicacies of the king. That those things, when they invite you to come and partake of these things so that you can become something in this world, so that you can become high up in this world, to eat of their food, to drink of their drink. Daniel and these guys refused. They said, no, we'll just eat vegetables. We're not going to eat that pork that you guys eat. We're not going to eat the wine that you drink. We're going to worship our God. We're going to fast, in fact. See, they ate vegetables and water. They determined to fast for 10 days. They were having a fast. Doesn't mean they never ate meat, obviously. And they had, you know, lambs, goats, and, you know, cows. Didn't eat pig. But they had all kinds of meats that they ate. But they chose, in fact, to fast for 10 days. Vegetables and water. Vegetables and water. And they looked better than the other guys. Amen? I said they looked better than the other guys. How many know you could look better if you fasted, you know, for 10 days? Amen. I know I would. Praise the Lord. Boy, it's terrible preaching. You say all kinds of things you just never would otherwise say. And it's all on tape. Well, brother, how did the fast go this week? Yeah, that's how I felt. Just like that. And what do you mean? Chapter 2. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, everybody say Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar. See, it says it twice right there. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep broke from him or went from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans. Oh, there they are. Thought they were guys from down south, or over in Fort Worth. No, there's Chaldeans. They were already here, the wise men. For to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king, and the king said to them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Now, does it sound like anybody else? Anybody else have this kind of a thing where the king dreamed a dream and he needed to know what the dream was? Joseph, okay. Interesting about thing, parallels about between Joseph and Daniel. They were both young men. They were both exiles in a foreign land. Of course, Daniel had been taken in captivity as one of the choicest, best and the brightest young men. Joseph went in a little different manner. His being a wise guy, as it were. Anybody have a brother like Joseph? Anybody have somebody? I didn't have any brothers, but I had a sister like him, a wise guy. So he said, hey, I dreamed a dream. Sitting there in his coat of many colors that his daddy gave him. I dreamed a dream about you guys. We were all sheaves and sheaves of, like wheat, said, and your sheaf bowed down before mine. Even you, Dad. That just doesn't win you a lot of friends. Amen? Being a prophet, especially as a young person, just doesn't win you a lot of friends. I just had a dream and just told you what it was. Yeah, right. So they sold Joseph as a slave. They got rid of him as soon as possible. All those brothers got rid of him. At least the guy didn't get killed. One guy felt guilty. How many know the oldest always feels guilty, responsible? Well, I'm getting into somebody's business now. I said, even if you're not responsible, you're irresponsible, you feel responsible. And you're guilty. See, that's what Reuben was all about. Well, hide the guy. Pull him. He was going to go pull him out of the pit later. They'll put him in the pit, we'll pull him out later and take him back home. Well, he didn't get to that. They didn't kill him. Thank God caravan of gypsies, traders came by and saved Joseph, because he probably would have been killed. And they saved him and took him off to Egypt. So he was sold as a slave in Egypt. Both of them are interpreted, Daniel and Joseph, both interpreters of dreams for the kings. In both instances, the counselors had nothing to say. The king's counselors were failed as counselors. Both of them told the king that it was God and not themselves. Neither one of them took credit for the interpretation that they were giving. Amen? Neither one of them took credit for the interpretation. It was God. Thus saith the Lord. God speaks to the king. God is giving this wisdom to the king. Not me. Both were made rulers over the whole land in which they were captive. Immediately they were made rulers over all things that pertained, to the kingdom. And in both cases, the ruler proclaimed that the God of that young man was the God of heaven. Even in the face of all of their own gods, Egypt or in Babylon, his God, you remember the Ten Commandments? Yul Brynner, always remember this line. His God is God. That's good. His God is God. Isn't that true? My God is God. There is no other God. Allah is not God. Allah is not God. He's not. His name is Sin. They changed His name. See, Abraham worshipped Allah. That is, he worshipped Sin. Now, it was his name. Didn't know what it meant, but it's what his name was. So, but, you know, for me, well, that at least kind of gives me an indication that this is not good. You worship sin, it's not a good deal. Of course, that's, you know, if aside from Christ, that's what you do. You worship sin, don't you? You know, that's Baal. Worshiping, that's your God. Sin. The God of this world. You know, we either worship God or we worship sin. And a lot of times we look like we're doing both. Worshiping sin. Why? Because we trust sin. We trust sin. It's like trusting chocolate. You know how chocolate tastes. It's good. So I like chocolate. You know, I know what to count on. When I count on chocolate, I eat it. You know, I know what it is. It's good. This God guy, I know what he's going to do. Sometimes he just doesn't seem to do. You know, if I turn this on, I know it's going to come on. Unless the bulb's burned out. But, you know, I turn this thing on because I know how switches and electricity, it works. Boom, there it is. I get to decide, don't I? I'd like some light, please. Okay, turn it off. See, I like to be in charge. Somehow, with God, I'm not in charge. Isn't that terrible? I said, isn't that terrible? And it's just terrible for the flesh. You're not in charge. Thank God, somebody said. Thank God Chad is not in charge. Thank God David is not in charge. Glory to God. You know, my family says that sometimes. Thank God, God is God and not you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, so here's what he's going to be showing, that the king's advisors, first of all, are weak. Right? God shows that your advisors, Mr. King, you who are leaders in the world, you guys who have Karl Rove and Dick Cheney to your power, your guys are lousy counselors. You guys have no understanding. You guys will make errors and mistakes and cause me to look foolish. So he called all the magicians and the sorcerers, and they came to stood before the king, and the king said, I dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. I don't know what the dream means. Then spoke the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac. Now, actually, that's, you know, from what my indicator is that that's a language. It's not in a town, but in Syriac, and it says in Aramaic. That's very interesting. How many know that's what Jesus spoke in Aramaic? And the counselors spoke to him, to the king, in Aramaic. He said, O king, live forever. Wonder where the rest of them were from. Sounds like they might have been from, some of them might have known what it was to live in Jerusalem. So he said, O king, live forever. That's what you tell a king. Tell your servants the dream, and we will show you the interpretation. How many know that's easy? Hey, just tell us the dream, we'll tell you what it means. Oh, yeah. We'll tell you what it means. So we'll make money and we'll look good. And, you know, everything will be okay. How many know it's easy to interpret a dream when somebody just tells it? You just kind of know. You know, there's folks around, you know, because have had to interpret dreams. The dream interpretation software. Amen? I mean, they used to have it in a book. But I'm sure today now they've got it in software. You can buy it online. Go down, you know, buy the dream interpretation software. You plug in A, B, and C, plug in the articles of the dream, and it'll pop them out. It'll probably ask you what your sign is. Christian software. Christian zodiac. Yeah. They'll figure it out. Now, he says, it's nonsense. How many know it? It's nonsense. You have to hear from the Holy Spirit. You can't make a habit. You can't make a ministry out of this thing. You got to hear from God. You got to hear from the Holy Spirit. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, now these are the wise men, the thing is gone from me. Uh-oh. If you will not make known to me the dream, tell me what the dream was, with the interpretation of it, you shall be cut in pieces. Oh. This is kind of messing me up. This is not exactly how we planned this. So he says here that the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is, I don't even remember what the dream was. If you will not make known to me the dream and the interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces and your houses shall be made a trash heap, made a dunghill, where we dump out the latrine. That's where we're going to change the location of the latrine dump. We're going to make it your house. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive gifts and rewards, great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Well, I mean, you guys have made it clear that you guys are the wise men, the ones to come to when you got a problem. So I'm coming to you. I've got a problem. I've got a dream. I can't remember it. So I need you guys to tell me the dream and then tell me the interpretation. Simple. Well, if you're wise, if you're men of God, if you have all wisdom and all understanding, this should be a simple task. Now, if I can tell you the dream and then you can just make something up willy-nilly, I could do that. The king could do that himself. He could just make up something. He could ask his wife. You know, I'm sure she could have come up with something good. You know, that means you're supposed to buy me a new diamond ring and, you know, a new house down on the Gulf. You know, that's what this dream means. But no, this is not easy. This is not easy because, but the king says, hey, it is easy. Hey, if you are really of God, if you guys really have the goods, then you'll be able to just simply, I mean, here they are, they're starting to complain. Did you notice that these guys are starting to complain? They're supposed to be with God, and all of a sudden they're starting to complain. They're supposed to be men of great wisdom, understanding, hearing from the Most High, whoever their Most High is, hearing from their own gods. They're supposed to be hearing from them, and they need you to help them. Sir, if you'd just kindly tell us the dream, they have conditions. How many know, if you're hearing from God, you don't have to have any conditions? Amen? I said, if you're hearing from God, you don't have to have any conditions. You don't have to have any help. You don't have to have a booster seat. Amen? I don't need elevator shoes if I'm hearing from God. I don't need to be 6'2", like Brother Howard used to be. Praise the Lord. I don't need to have anything special. Amen? You don't need to have anything but the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I don't need anything. I can hear you. I don't need anything but the Holy Ghost. See, that precludes, that goes with the understanding that you're born again, that you know Jesus, you received His blood, and now you've got the Holy Ghost. I don't need anything but the Holy Spirit. Don't be nervous, my goodness. People are nervous, you know, when you tell them stuff. They think you're going to have take them down some road. That's a probably good thing. But if you show the dream, verse 6, and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of me gifts and great rewards and honor, and show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king, now we'll say this again, let the king tell his servants the dream. Just give us the basics. Maybe you don't remember every detail, but just kind of give us a general idea. You know, give us the highlights. You know, and we'll make something up. And we will show the interpretation of it. The king answered and said, I know of a certainty that you would gain the time. You guys are buying time. Because you see the thing is gone from me. But if you will not make known to me the dream, but there is but one decree for you, and I've already said it. One decree for you have prepared lying and corrupt words. He's starting to figure these guys out. He said God's doing two things here. God is giving a dream. God gave the dream. But God is also going to interpret the dream, and He's going to preclude these idiots from interpreting the dream the way they usually do. Amen? Because God wants to get His message across. God wants to get his message across. So he says now, but if you will not make known to me the dream, there is but one decree. You have prepared lying and corrupt words. Speak to me till the time be changed. Till something else comes up, or you guys are just trying to kind of buy time until some other crisis comes up, and I'll forget about it. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can show me the interpretation. I mean, if you just tell me the dream, I'll know if you can even tell me what it is. If you can tell me what it is, I'll go with your interpretation. The Chaldeans answered before the king, there is not a man. Boy, they're starting to get indignant now. There's not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Boy, I'm just getting a little huffy here. Therefore, y'all ever gotten that way with God? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Therefore, there is no king, lord, ruler, that has asked such things of any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it's a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it. Boy, you have nailed yourself to the wall now. Nobody can do this. Uh-oh. There's nobody that can do this. And it's a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Well, you can see that they don't have a God who's near. They don't have a God who is with them, as Daniel did. Daniel's got a God that's with him. Daniel's got a God who he hears from. Do you have a God you hear from? Does God speak, or is he far? See, you remember the God of heaven. He came with the children of Israel. He dwelt with them. He had his presence dwelling among them, even in the temple. He had his presence dwelling with them at all times. He walked with them in the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud. He walked with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He stayed with the children of Israel. He carried them through the wilderness. He stayed with them from the tabernacle on through the temple. He's dwelling with them in the temple. Now, the only thing about the people of Israel is they worship God on temple day, but they worship Baal on every other day. Worship God on Saturday, and worship Baal every other day. Amen? Sound like familiar people? They worship Baal every other day. Lord, don't let me worship Baal. Lord, I'm tired of worshiping Baal. You know, it's like talk about going backwards. You're going backwards. Worshiping Baal every day causes you to go backwards. Two steps forward, one step back. One step forward, six steps back. You're not getting very far. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that you love us and you walk with us and you dwell with us wholly each day. Father, we magnify you and praise you and glorify you. Thank you that Daniel sat before the Lord and worshiped before the Lord and then demonstrated that relationship, demonstrated the relationship he had with the Lord as he came before the king. He was prepared and ready for when he was called. Amen? Hallelujah. It's good to be prepared and ready when you're called. You might be called at any time. You might be called at any time to declare the glory of God. Amen? I mean, he's just out there, worshiping the Lord, being captive. Are you captive? Do you feel like you've been captive in this world? Amen? And it's just so easy it's just easier to kind of sink into this world. I mean, after all, you're stuck here. So it's kind of easier to just kind of, I guess I'll just read the paper. Nothing else to do. So you just inform yourself according to this world. We inform ourselves according to this world because we tend to dwell here. We tend to live here. We have a flesh and our life is here. Amen? And so we're used to living here. We're used to living in the planet. We're used to living in the city. We're used to living in the way in which the world has made provision. Yet God has come to dwell on the inside of me. He's dwelling on the in the inside of me and showing Himself mighty daily. Amen? Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's showing Himself mighty daily. Now, do we know that our flesh is... God's not counting on your flesh. Can you say amen? Thank God. He's not counting on your flesh. Now, listen to me, because the issue here is not for you to do it right. The issue is for you to believe it and to worship and to give praise to God. Not to perform properly, but to worship and to give praise. Daniel was not performing properly. He was giving worship and thanksgiving to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, yeah, wasn't he keeping the law? Probably not. Galatians says you can't keep the law. Amen? I don't think any of those guys back then, that's why they had sacrifices. Amen? And that's why you've got one. His name is Jesus. Now, he's the one that finished the job. He's the one that canceled all the other ones out. That's why they ripped the tent veil in half. That's why God said, okay, done with this. Rip. Amen? You know, God did that. God did that. He did it. I was wondering why I had this last piece of paper here. God did this. When the temple, when Jesus was done, He did this. Okay, everybody in. Come on in. Veil is gone. Come in. Presence of God. Come on in. Everybody come in and enjoy. Everybody come in. See? Just it's totally ripped in half. Don't you love those mnemonic devices? You just remember me tearing that paper in half and you'll know that the veil was torn in half and you could just come into the presence of God anytime, anytime, anywhere. Amen? Yahoo! Praise the Lord. Don't get too excited. All right. Verse 12. For this cause the king was angry. Well, I would be too. I mean, those guys just basically told him, hey, you're crazy. The only guy who can tell you that is God, and God isn't here. So the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy, because they basically kind of gave away their deal. You know? That, see, the king thought they lived with God. All those wise men, they lived with the gods. He thought they were hearing from God. And they just told him, well, God ain't here, and, you know, only God could tell you, and God ain't here. Well, king all of a sudden like, so you guys are telling me you guys been faking me all this time. You guys letting me know that, you know, there's nothing. You don't have anything. You don't have the goods. I put you on the spot and you don't have the goods. How many of this world does not have the goods? This world does not have the goods. There's nothing for you here. I said there's nothing for you here. Amen? Is there anything for you here? No. Well, how about my Lexus? There's nothing for you here. You're going to have to fix that puppy. I got a car. They tried to charge me $600 the other day to get an inspection done because they told me all this stuff was wrong with it. So I took it down to the inspection station and had it inspected. The light was out. There's one light out. I'll just tell you, ladies, if some guy tells you that you need a ton of stuff done on your car, go down to the place that only does inspections and let him do your inspection, and he'll tell you what you need to do, because somebody else is going to lie to you. Amen? I said, somebody else is going to lie to you. There you go. That's your practical for today. I looked at that guy, you know, and then he wanted me to buy tires on top of that. $1,000 the guy wanted. I went and spent $10 on a light. Spent $10 on a light. On a little light thing. You know. This is pretty easy. Praise the Lord. How many know the world's full of liars? It's not good for you. Don't depend on them. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. So he's very furious. He commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. There they go. 13. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. I guess Daniel wasn't in the room at the time. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Hey, where's that Daniel guy? He's one of these wise men. Let's go find him. And then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, who is the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. Apparently, he's kind of buddies with the guy. And, you know, I hate to have to kill you, but, you know, the king sent me. I'm going to have to kill you. Well, what's the deal? What's going on? So I guess he's going to give him a little bit of, you know, tell him, man, go, you sit down and have some coffee. Tell me, you know, he's here to kill him. He's here to kill him. But he said, let's sit down and have some coffee, you know, and you tell me what the thing was. He hated to kill him, but, you know, it's either him or me. So he answered, he was the captain of the king's guard, verse 14, which was gone forth to slay the wise man of Babylon. And he answered, said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time. Well, you know, king, I was not there when you made this proclamation. So let me go seek the Lord. So he prayed that he would give him time and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. It was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those are their Hebrew names. His companions. And that they would desire the mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret. Hey guys, let's pray. Let's seek the face of God. Let's seek the face of God. You know, I believe God has given this to us. I believe God has called us for this purpose. And so we here now see that God is going to give them wisdom. God's going to give His sons wisdom. First of all, He makes the sons of this world look like nothing. First of all, He puts the bad guys down. Second, He's going to put His guys up. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you His guy? Girl? Are you? Huh? Son of God? Daughter of God? Are you? Are you? Are you? Are you? Praise the Lord. Make sure. I'm just making sure you know that. Amen? Hallelujah. You've been called of God. You've been called of God. You have been called of God to demonstrate His power, to demonstrate His glory. That's why you're here. Otherwise, you'd be in heaven. Amen? Otherwise, you'd just be off in heaven. God called you and set you in place because you have to be in Boston or wherever you're going to be, Harvard, whatever. You're going to be there because you had an appointment. Because God was going to send you there. You got an appointment. You got Pam, she's got appointments. God has set her in place. He knows every day where she's going to be. Amen? God knows every day where you're going to be. And He's got appointments. Already set. Amen? Meg, you got people all set up for you. Babies. Little babies that are set up. He's ready for you. Amen? He's got oil wells set up for Steve here. I got all kinds of appointments. Got an appointment with a drill. Amen. He's got an appointment with men and women of God to declare the glory of God, to declare the word of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lynn has appointments. Set by the Holy Ghost. Joe has appointments that are set by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the rest of y'all do too. I'm under no bondage to name everybody in the building just because you're sitting here. You know who I'm talking about. All right. So he prayed. So he came in and talked to his buddies. He said, let's pray. Desire the mercies of God, of the God of heaven concerning this secret. And Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. They prayed, they got the secret. That's a pretty impressive comment. They prayed and received. Remember what Jesus said? What things soever you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them. Did Jesus say that? Or did Kenneth Hagin say that? Kenneth Hagin wrote that. Jesus wrote that. He said, what things soever you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So they prayed. They said, Lord, reveal to us the secret of this dream so that all the people don't die. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. He received the vision, received it in a night vision. So he received it in the night, the vision from the Lord. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. So you're thanking God. So you got it. So you asked for it. You got it. And then you bless God. When you get it, bless the Lord. Don't forget to bless God. Don't forget to thank Him. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See, don't just kind of run off. Whoop, thanks. I got it. No, spend time in the presence of God. Father, thank you that you are my revealer of secrets. You're the one who shows me the secrets of men. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. See, he's worshiping God. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He's just talking to God. He doesn't give it a sermon. He's just talking to God. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. He's still going. Thanks. He's still going. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, who have given me wisdom and might and have made known to me what we desired of you. And you have now made known to us the king's matter. A little thanksgiving going on. A little thanksgiving going on. He's having his servants exalt him. God's going to have his own servant exalt him. Amen? Remember the guys who got healed, the 10 lepers, you know, got healed? Yippee, got healed. One comes back, says, thank you, Jesus. Whoop, man, he got the fullness of it right there. The others were healed as they went. This guy, he had it the minute he walked off. He had his nose back. Amen? He had all his hands and fingers. He always had his fingers and toes all back as he was going down. Those other guys, they had, you know, they were kind of healed as they went. The one guy came, where are the other nine? Jesus said. I believe Daniel was further prepared because of the thanksgiving that he gave. Daniel was further prepared because of the thanksgiving that he gave. He wasn't in a hurry just to deliver. He was in a hurry to wait on the Lord. Remember Joshua in chapter 33 of Exodus. He went down there to the up there outside of the camp with Moses to the tabernacle. Because that's back when God said, all right, I'm moving out. You know, put my tent out there. I'm not staying with these people. Remember? I don't know if you remember. So, but he moved his tabernacle outside of the camp. He said, I'm leaving. I'm not going to hang out with these people. So Moses had to walk. Old Moses had to, you know, toddle up to the camp, to the tabernacle. And he went in and worshiped God. Well, Joshua went with him. And he stood outside there. And Moses went in and worshiped, came back out, and went back down to the camp. But Joshua, a young man, who's this? This guy? He's a young, start young. If it's too late, start now. Start young if you can. Preston, start young. Don't wait. Don't wait till you're as old as Dad here. There's a reason they call him old man. You know, you start young. Dave, you're still yet young. Raul, he's past young. Amen. Hallelujah. So Daniel, a young man, stayed in the tabernacle. He stayed in the presence of the Lord. He said, you know, whatever this Moses is getting, I know where he's getting it. And I'm Joshua, where are you? I'm up here with God. You know, Moses down there looking for Joshua. Joshua's still up there hanging out with God. Hallelujah. You want to stay in the presence of God. God will prepare you. Don't just run away. Don't run away quickly. Don't do your one verse, your five verses and run away. Spend time in the presence of God. I thought we were just going to read this story. Well, yeah, but you get, you know, the Lord will tell you things and you need to say them. Amen? All right, here. Now, so he thanked his God and he made known the king's matter. Verse 24. Daniel 2. Therefore, Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. And he went and thus said to him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. So he actually went and kind of was, don't kill them, hold off. So he was actually even intervening or interceding for the wise men. Isn't that funny? Hey, go ahead and kill all those guys, I've got it. No, he was intervening. He was interceding even for his enemies, for those guys who were, you know, the high muckety mucks, the guys who probably, you know, thumbed their nose at Daniel. But he was in there actually interceding on their behalf. Don't kill him. Ho, 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 ho. Don't kill him. We've got it. We included him, you know. And so that's what, you know, Daniel's attempt was. All right? Now, so he's even defending those who lacked the knowledge. All right? Now, look here. So he said, don't destroy the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show to the king the interpretation. And Arioch brought Daniel in before the king in haste, and thus said thus to the king, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known to the king the interpretation. And the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, are you able to make known to me the dream? And that's his Babylonian name, by the way, Belteshazzar. Are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers and the magicians and the soothsayers show to the king. But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Make the introduction. I'm going to introduce to you the God of heaven. Before we start, I'm going to tell you where this came from. And it didn't come from me. So when you make your introductions, just remember, the God of heaven has given me this for you. I don't have any wisdom. When you're ministering to some friend, remember to tell them first. Now, it's the God of heaven who has given you this wisdom that's coming out of my mouth. There is a God in heaven, verse 28, that reveals secrets and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions upon your visions of your head upon your bed are these. And so he proceeds to share with him what the dream was. And it's powerful. You know, we'll look at it. But here he says that there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. And see, God is going to reveal things to you as you spend time in His presence. All right? Don't think that Daniel is too big for you. Amen? Listen, don't think Daniel's too big for you. You have the same God and the same Holy Ghost that loves you and that ministers to you, and He's put you in the place that you're in. He's put you in the place that you're in. Daniel's not better than you. Amen? Now, I know that there's offices and there's ministries, but I know that God will reveal to you and give to you that which you need to minister where you are. Amen? And everybody has to hear the Holy Spirit. Everybody. You might not be Carl Rove, or you might not be Dick Cheney. You might not be, you might not be the guy that stands next to the mayor. But you stand next to Sister Sue. You stand next to Brother so-and-so. You stand next to somebody who needs to hear the gospel. You stand next to somebody, and the gospel's got to be supernatural. The word that's coming out of your mouth is supernatural. Yeah, but. See, the enemy wants to put you in a place that's not your place. It's not your place. Here you go, put me in my place. No, that's not your place. Your place is exalted. Your place is an exalted place. You live in the presence of God. You walk in the presence of God. You dwell in the presence of God. Amen? So Daniel's not bigger than you. You have an office, and you have a mission, you have a ministry, that's why you're here. Amen. As for you, O king, your thoughts came into your mind upon your bed, what should come to pass hereafter. And he that reveals secrets, see, the king didn't even know that. But Daniel knew these are the things that are coming hereafter. These are the things that are to come. That these should come to pass hereafter, and the middle of verse 29 there. And he that reveals secrets makes known to you what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have, more than anybody who's living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of your heart. You, O king, saw and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before you, and the form thereof was terrible. It was awesome. It was it's huge. And this king's image was of fine gold, and its breast and its arms of silver, and its belly and its thighs of brass, and its legs of iron, and its feet part of iron and part of clay. And you saw till that a stone was cut out without hands. So here's this image. But then all of a sudden, you saw that there was a stone cut out without hands, which smote the image upon the feet that were of iron and clay and broke them into pieces. A stone cut without hands. Who knows what that stone is? The stone is the cornerstone. The stone is Jesus. It's a rock of offense. That stone, it's been cut out and it smashes what? The feet. It shows up at the feet, which were made of iron and clay. Now to begin with, well, let's finish the dream because we need to read it to have the context here from the scripture. Okay? You saw till the stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon its feet, made of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron and the clay and the brass, the silver and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image, the stone, became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. How many know Jesus has become a great mountain and filled the whole earth? This is the dream. And we will tell you the interpretation thereof before the king. You, O king, are a king of kings. For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, has he given into your hand and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. And after that you shall arise, and after you shall arise another kingdom, inferior. So the head of gold, the greatest king, was Nebuchadnezzar in this image. And after you, another king, inferior, silver. Gold, silver. An inferior kingdom shall arise. And another, third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron. For as much as iron breaks in pieces and subdues all things, and as iron that breaks all these, it shall break in pieces and bruise. And whereas you saw the feet and the toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as you saw the iron mixed with the miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas you saw the iron mixed with the miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave to one another, even as the iron is not mixed with the clay. And in the days of these kings shall God, the God of heaven, in these days, the days of the iron and the clay, in these days, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. When did the kingdom of heaven, when was the kingdom of God began to be preached? During what kingdom? The kingdom of Caesar or the kingdom of Rome. So he says here in 600 B.C., this kingdom, there shall come a kingdom which shall be risen up from this stone cut without hands. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall not be left to others. There won't be another king after that. This kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Now, so we begin with Nebuchadnezzar, the gold. Who came in after the gold? Anybody know? Who came in after the gold? If you're reading Daniel, huh? Persian. Right. Cyrus and Darius, or Darius, the Persian kingdom. So the gold was the Babylon. Next one was Persia. Now Babylon is essentially Iraq. Babylon is essentially Iraq. The city of Babylon was located not where Baghdad is, but it actually Babylon was actually west, but it was on the Euphrates River. Now, further west or south, you know, on the Euphrates River, the kingdom of Persia came in and overtook. But the kingdom of Persia, which exists even today, is the kingdom of Iran. The kingdom of Iran. East there, you have Iraq, which is where actually the Garden of Eden was in Iraq. That's where those rivers all came together. Now, on the east is Persia, the Persians, the Medes and the Persians. And that was the empire that came in and overtook when I believe it's the grandson actually of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, not Belteshazzar, which is Daniel's name, but Belshazzar, you know. And that's the guy with the finger writing on the wall. Your kingdom is found weighed in the balance and found wanting. The kingdom shall be taken from you. And that night. And actually, Daniel got blessed that night because he interpreted the writing on the wall. We'll hear about that later. We'll read that one later. Now, but he says, okay, so that kingdom will stand forever. Verse 45. For as much as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands and that it broke in pieces, the iron, the brass, the clay, and the silver, and the gold, all the kingdoms of this world, all the kingdoms that were, are, and ever shall be, this kingdom has broken them all. Right now, there is no kingdom that is standing against you, the kingdom of God. Not a kingdom. Not the United States. Oh, that sounds like sedition, doesn't it? No, not the United States. You are in a kingdom that shall never fail. You're living and dwelling in the kingdom of God. You are of Him, in Him, through Him. For the great God, has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. Talking to Nebuchadnezzar. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. Now, read this. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face. King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors to him. And the king answered to Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods. How many know when the dream is revealed, that the dream that you had is revealed, you will know, amen. Like over in 1 Corinthians where it says the secrets of a guy's heart are made known of a truth because the Holy Spirit is in you in that place, in the place of worship, chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. You know, you're not just blabbering in tongues. But the fact is that a word of wisdom came forth and the secrets of the guy's heart were made known. And he falls down and worships. That's what happened here. Is because the Holy Spirit showed up, the guy was smitten. How many know when you speak, the Holy Spirit will speak through you and a man or woman will be smitten? It's because you spent time in the presence of God, not because you just kind of rattled off something you heard once. Amen? Jesus, how come we couldn't cast him out? This one comes out only by... This is the serious kind. only comes, this kind of demon only comes out by prayer and fasting. This is a serious guy. This is a guy that's, you know, got tentacles. He's got tent stakes. He's dug in deep. This isn't an easy one, but this is one that's cast out by prayer and fasting. Daniel's prayer and fasting. Yours is prayer and fasting. Amen? Spending time in the presence of God, not lightly, not quickly. Amen? Hallelujah. Not just casually. This isn't casual. Amen? Now, and as you spend time in God, your sins are going to fall off. They won't be gone forever, but there will always be another one pop up, but your sins will begin to fall off. Amen? Hallelujah. Your sins will begin to fall off because you're no longer depending upon this world. You know of a truth that the things that you depended upon in this world are no thing. There's nothing. They're nothing. They have no value. Amen? You begin to find the things that you used to do for entertainment are just a waste of time. Amen? I've found that out. It's a waste of time. Sometimes it's hard to get rid of that waste of time, isn't it? Huh? Or another waste of time will crop up. Well, let's try this. Let's try this one. I'm telling you, it's a waste of time. Redeem the time. The days are evil. The king answered to Daniel, we better hurry up. It's almost over. And said of a truth that is your God, that your God is a God of gods. So he realizes it's not Daniel. But Daniel's the servant of God. He said of a truth, your God is a God of gods. And a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing that you could reveal this secret. So he brings the revelation that causes an amen to come out of the mouth of the rulers of this world. The rulers of this world have to bow down. And that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And it shows his kingdom to be above all the kingdoms of the earth. And he's showing his plan for the ages. Had it written down. You know this thing was written down? This thing was written down. Well, see it right here. It's written down. I believe this thing was written down in the annals of Babylon. Saddam Hussein knew about this. The king Ahmadinejad knows about this. This is his people. He knows he's finished. His kingdom was finished. Years ago, his kingdom was finished. The Rome knows their kingdom is finished. They keep trying to prop it up, but they know it's finished. This is an old, old story. They know their kingdom is finished. And it caused the rulers of the world to praise the God of heaven, for he alone is God. And finally, he'll exalt his servants, the servants of the Most High God. And he'll exalt his servants among kings and leaders as God directs. You'll be exalted as you declare the word of the Lord, as God directs. You're going to be the president? I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you're going to do. But you will be set in place as God directs, as his plan directs. You'll be set in place. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many gifts and made him ruler over all the province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. And then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, hey, can I have my friends come with me? They are wise too, men of God. Then Daniel requested the king, and he sent Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat. So those guys were kind of over all the affairs of the thing. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king as a judge, as a wise man. You've been set in this kingdom, left in this kingdom, set in this kingdom to be a demonstration of the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for the wisdom of God. We thank you, Lord, as we meditate upon you and worship you, as we come before your presence to worship and to thank you and to know that you have left us in the earth to demonstrate your goodness and your power. And Father, we magnify you right now. Thank you that these days are the days of glory. These days are the days in which you will bring to pass your glory in the earth through those whom you have left here. That's us. And we thank you, Lord God. We come before you to speak these things and to declare these things and to know that you have caused us to walk in your way, in your kingdom. And we honor you and we praise you and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Now we're going to receive the offering first, and then we're going to receive the Lord's Supper. Father, we thank you as we give this morning. We're giving because we're free, not because we're bound. We're giving because you caused us to rejoice, and you love a cheerful giver. So we give you praise and thanksgiving for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.